you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick's Allens. And we got our buddy Tony Rock will be on the show with us on Friday. He's at the Funny Bone this week. And Jungle Jack Hanna will phone the program tomorrow.
Beavers and hibernation.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Bears, too.
Bears.
Bears, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if he's...
By the way, that bear, the fat bear thing?
Yeah.
We got a winner.
Yeah. I sent that story over to Craig. They have crowned a champion.
How fat is that bear?
Is it a bear?
It is a bear.
It's a bear. And it's a fat bear. I saw the picture.
Is the animal a bear or not? Not a gay man, right?
I don't know. It certainly is.
That's a different kind of, yeah.
Anybody else. But we also have...
They don't have a fat twink contest for some reason.
No, because twinks aren't fat.
Twinks are not fat by nature. Yeah.
We also are putting video up of
this is great.
Lamar Odom.
He's in Dance with the Stars. He's standing, I guess it's Aaron Andrews is one of the hosts of that now, right? Since Lamar Odom is probably 6'8", 6'9", he's behind her adjusting his nuts. But since he's so tall, he's right on camera, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, he's right next to her.
I know.
And adjusting himself.
And it happens to be her, too. This girl has already had it. She needs that.
She's been through enough.
Yeah, she has been through enough.
Holy cow. You hate to use the bear's name.
Oh, back to the bear one. Right?
Yeah, Holly.
Well, they like to be called by their name.
Well, this is 435 Holly.
Okay.
435 Holly.
Is the weight?
No, I think weighs much more than 435.
Wow.
How'd they go around measuring fat bears?
Well, you just look at them. You just go by looks.
No, but was it a big contest among park rangers to have a fat bear bracket?
Everyone can vote. Everyone could have voted.
Okay.
I think a lot of people took a lot of pictures, posted them on social media, then decided to create a little fat bear bracket, and you vote for your favorite fat bear.
Who won?
Oh, Holly.
Holly, okay. Holly, 435.
Wow. Holly's a big bear.
No.
A Michelin man bear.
Okay. Well, you got to fatten up before you nap.
You do.
Yep. That's probably why they do the fat bear contest about this time of year. Because they're chunking up on the salmon.
Yeah.
I know I am.
Yeah.
I chunked up on a little... Patagonia toothfish last night.
Chilean sea bass?
Otherwise known as the Chilean sea bass.
Which is not a thing.
No, it's not. It's been the Patagonia toothfish all the time, but the guys who sell the fish said, we can't call it that.
Right.
That doesn't sound very tasty.
That's a horrible name.
Yeah, and if, I don't want a tooth in my fish.
No.
So you're right, don't call it that. Right?
In fact, a lot of your fish have teeth.
Thank you.
I know, but the head's cut off, you dumbass, and I'm not going to eat this fish then.
Those always creep me out in the grocery store, the ones that still have the heads on them and the eyes.
There's a restaurant in town that serves it with the heads still on.
Sometimes the heads aren't cut off, you dumbass.
I'm not into that, though. I don't like those restaurants. There's a restaurant in this town that has that. If you order the fish, the head's just there. I'm not eating that part, so cut the freaking head off.
I did that once. We had like, for two.
I ordered it, too, and the head was on it. I got through it. I just didn't eat the head.
Super good, though. Right.
I've never understood that restaurant here where, like, the raccoons eat outside of it either.
Yeah, there's one in this
city. You can look at the raccoons. You're like, that's disgusting.
I've never been there, and we've been told to go there for a long time. I said, I just doesn't sound appetizing to me.
No, I don't want to walk through the parking
lot.
Sounds
like a health code violation
to
me.
Definitely.
You shouldn't be able to throw your chicken bones to the wildlife that are just off the deck. That may encourage them to come around a little more often.
Yep.
Yeah. They just lived there. They'd have been there for decades.
Yeah, I've had that fish with the head on. Once here, and then one time in Costa Rica, I ordered some tilapia.
Had the head right on there?
There it is. There's your tilapia. Pick it apart. I said, I don't want the head, you dumbass.
I
called him a dumbass.
I didn't mean to call you a dumbass. But I did.
You did. You lashed out.
I know. For no reason either. There really was nothing nothing I'm really that passionate about.
No.
I got to save my dumb asses for passionate.
You should pick your spot.
You should. But it's always
I save my dumb ass for Facebook.
It's always about food.
You're such a dumbass.
When you lash out at me, it's always about food. It's very selective.
Yeah. Come on, dumbass. Do some news. I'm going to say it a lot more now. That way it's not as hardcore when I say it to people.
Today is National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work and or School Day.
No, don't. Don't do that here.
Nope.
That'd be creepy.
Your coworkers will know more about you than they want to if you bring a teddy bear to work.
Yeah.
Sad to say, I don't even own one.
Well, it's really not that sad, Todd.
Is it? Okay.
It's good that since you're grown and no kids in the house, there's not a teddy bear in sight.
But this makes it sound like everybody's got a teddy bear that really wants to come to work with them.
Well, if you've got a teddy bear, it wants to come to work with you.
Craig's right about that.
Is he?
Yes.
I just assume.
That's why he doesn't have one.
Right.
He doesn't want to hurt the teddy bear.
Right.
No, and I don't want to bitch in that he never takes me to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you really don't contribute much.
Although Ted would have been a good teddy bear to hang out with.
Yeah, that was just going to say, that's the exception. Yeah. If I could have Ted,
yeah,
I would have a teddy bear.
In a heartbeat.
Spock it up.
The CDC says, even if you are pregnant, get the flu and the whooping cough vaccine.
Yes. I ain't doing it. There's a great meme out there that Dr. Mina would appreciate. It shows a young man saying that, I didn't get the flu shot. 5 days later, I was fine. But my grandmother wasn't fine. That's it, basically. It's not even a joke meme. It's basically, you know, people will die around you.
Yeah,
because they can't handle the flu. And by the way, also, you can be a young, healthy male and die. She told that horrible story again yesterday.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The whooping cough sounds like a disease that shouldn't even exist anymore.
I know,
it sounds like
you're right.
1900s.
Yeah, bring back polio.
1800s.
Thanks to the anti-vaxxers, a lot of those are making a comeback.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get your flu shot yet.
I've not.
Get your flu shot.
I got that, but I... didn't get my parvo shot this year.
No, obviously, that's why you're out, Matt.
Yeah.
And look what happened. On you.
Still chewing on your butt over there. I see it.
Is that what happens when you get the parvo?
I'm guessing that's what dogs do.
A lot of butt chewing.
Dogs do that when they're fine.
They're in their health and they chew their butt. So if you're sick, you probably chew even more, I'm guessing. I'm not a veterinarian, but I'll tell you what I think about it.
Another one of these stories. Once again, these stories, we've done these before, and we'll do them again, and we're doing this one. This is actually, you know, an old internet challenge. A 12-year-old Michigan boy suffered second-degree burns over much of his person thanks to the fire challenge.
What is that one again? How's it work?
That's where you just pour a flammable liquid on yourself and ignite it.
Well, that's right. So just they think it's going to burn for a little bit, but eventually it hits your skin, right?
Well, they just think it's going away. You know, it's going to burn very quickly, and it's going to go away, and it's going to look cool and get a little warm, but that's about the size of it. Well, many times it's rubbing alcohol or something like that.
Smart.
These things have been going around the YouTube for several years. Now this 12-year-old kid... used nail polish remover. They said the first time it was like a little tiny fire. They just swatted it off. The second time it engulfed the kid. Parents had to rush him to the hospital.
All the 12-year-olds today want to look like the Pink Floyd Wish You Were Here cover.
Yeah.
The Man on Fire. Yep. That's what my dad told me. He remembers that album. And a lot of people were lighting themselves on fire. And now it's kind of come back around.
Everything's cyclical.
It is.
It's like thinning the herd challenges.
Yeah, I hate to have to thin 12-year-olds out.
Yeah, that's not everybody's going to make it.
No, you're right.
The building is on fire.
If you're starting yourself on fire, it's not going to go well. Like once you get a driver's license,
you probably shouldn't hit your teens, right? At 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you really can't blame the parents. They can't think of everything.
Hey, no.
Do that fire challenge that was going around some years ago.
Yeah, when the Tide Pod thing was out there, I told the kids not to eat Tide Pods, and they looked at me like I was an idiot. Of course we're not won't dad. Yeah. I said, yeah, but that's not the... I still have to say it out loud.
I told mine we only eat watermelon.
Yeah, there you go.
Tide Pods.
Well, then you got to taste them and figure it out if they're the watermelon ones.
Right? That's luckily, one, we haven't been able to find them anywhere.
That's the one Tide Pod Puss won't eat. He didn't care for the watermelon.
No. I'll take them.
I shouldn't, bitch. I don't really care for ketchup.
Yeah, they don't make ketchup Tide Pods. That'd be stupid.
No.
Yeah.
Although but I do have people on my side who don't enjoy ketchup either. Do you get like the watermelon haters support group backing you up?
Yeah, I've talked to other people.
The ketchup haters are dumbasses.
No,
you
don't. No, yes. The ketchup haters don't exist. Ketchup haters are watermelon haters.
No, they don't. They don't.
Oh, yes, they
don't exist.
They
don't.
I'll show you my small group of dumbasses in both of them.
I'll show you my inbox.
Tyler looks at your inbox and he says that there is, do not exist,
no,
or they are liars.
They don't write to Tyler because they know he'll call him a dumbass.
Damn right
and,
I will.
And liars.
I eliminate my email that way.
Because it's food related.
Yeah. You don't like watermelon or ketchup, you're king of the dumbass.
And by the way, they do make ketchup Tide Pods. They're just called packets.
That's a good point.
Yeah. you can eat them.
Yeah, you can eat them. I think about it.
But you got to eat the packet at all.
That's fine.
In order to get the pod effect.
Right.
We just found out our youngest son thought that the that little whatever keeps it fresh in the pepperoni was a seasoning packet.
Oh, yeah.
we dodged a bullet there.
Oh, you opened it up?
Yeah, because he's like, why do these always come with seasoning packets? Why? That's not seasoning. Don't.
I can see him thinking that.
Little of course. That's silicone.
They're annoying,
pack,
too, because
that sucks in the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I buy beef jerky, I was at a beef jerky kick for a while there. I'd reach in, and if that was the only thing left, it pissed me off. Like, oh, I'm out.
Yeah.
If you're real hungry,
thing,
give that a shot.
To get that thing out of there.
Yeah. What I've done is I've taught the
did
kids.
Did he open it and try to sprinkle it on there?
No, I think we averted that before.
Yeah.
You teach the kids to read because it always says, do not eat.
Yeah.
On that packet it does, I throw it away. I never looked at it.
Yeah, I think it says do not eat. Okay. If you look closely.
You did dodge a bullet there.
But it does kind of look like the little flavor pack that comes in the ramen noodles.
It does.
Kind of. Mm-hmm.
It does.
You know, I can see it. I mean, if you're 12 and not that bright.
And have Nick as your dad.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, look at your role model.
Use it to wash down the Tide Pod.
Sometimes I believe I consume that sticker that they put on apples. Or
I've eaten
peaches,
that. Yeah. Oh, I'll eat that. If I can't get the sticker off, I'll just chew it.
I'll get an apple.
I'll chew it and swallow that thing.
Eat about
right
half an apple and notice that the other apple has a sticker on it, so I assume that one had a sticker on
it. Yeah, you ate it.
That's not as bad as the cheese slices that come with a little piece of paper in between.
Yes.
And then you get the paper in your sandwich and you don't realize it until you're halfway through the slice of cheese.
Yep.
I've willingly eaten little pieces of paper stuck to now and laters.
Yeah.
The wrapper will get stuck.
Yeah,
like,
I
that's
don't care.
Fine.
I've done
that's
too.
Different. That's different. It's stuck.
I don't know what they
it's a now and later.
Right.
And we're still going to eat the damn thing.
Right.
I don't even know what they taste like without paper on it.
The now and later is not good for you. The paper, it can't hurt anymore.
Good point.
No.
The Department of Justice has paid for a new study on the impact of marijuana legalization. They found that cannabis programs do not seem to negatively affect neighboring non-legal states.
Uh-oh. We're still suing Colorado,
say that again,
right?
Greg.
This is the Department of Justice, the DOG.
We spell justice with a G around here.
Tyler
does.
So
we can say dog.
I do. We all do. Yeah. It's show policy.
It is now.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Once again, they found that cannabis programs do not.
Well, look what's happening in Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those programs do not seem to negatively affect
mountains
neighboring non-legal states. The study concluded that there were no noticeable indications of an increase in arrests related to transportation or trafficking offenses in states along the borders.
We still suing them? Is our dumbass governor still suing Colorado?
That got dropped, I believe.
Good, because, you know.
I think Oklahoma
they just laugh him out of court.
Was doing the same thing. Kansas was not.
They let it go?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court declined to take that case.
Yeah, Oklahoma was on that, and they share 5 feet of border with Colorado,
right,
don't they?
Right. Little skinny panhandle.
That's right,
Right. You got to turn sideways to get in. Through
you really do.
Right.
Hey,
for all the weeds getting through.
Look what's happening in Colorado, man.
It's travesty.
Travesty.
So there's that. Fast food drive-thru waits are 20 seconds longer this year than in 2018. What are you doing with your time?
20 seconds?
Yes. Holy cow. We're getting gray. needing haircuts.
Yeah.
Fingernails are growing.
Right there in the brutal. Right there in the drive-thru.
I may be contributing to that because a lot of times I don't do a lot of fast food, so I will have to look at the menu.
Yeah.
Most people who drive up know what they want.
That's not a wait time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not?
No. This is...
Once you get there. What I hate about fast food is when you pull up and they say, can you pull over there? We'll bring it out. That pissed me off. I said, no, I'm first. You get it? I'll wait. But you can't do that. They make you pull over and stall one. And they do come out eventually with a bag. But it just pisses me off.
The other day I had a healthy Taco Bell breakfast.
Yeah. Is
excellent. There such a thing?
Yeah.
You called that.
This was the smallest food transaction, the cheapest food transaction I can recall in quite some time. Breakfast burrito, please. $1.10.
They just put it right in your mouth?
I actually had change.
Shut it out of the burrito cannon.
Reach out like a bird mouth?
Yeah, $1.10 were the change in the car. So I paid in change.
Wow.
How can you only buy one of those?
That's all I needed.
Man, I don't know.
You still buy two.
You still buy two.
Even if you just eat the one.
Yeah, you got to have two.
And some hash browns.
Right.
Something else.
No, I just wanted something light.
You say drop it in my mouth. My hands are sticky.
I did not.
I would end up at Taco Bell. That cheesy gordita looks amazing.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, with the cheese wrap. Oh, yeah. Their inventions are crazy, and they work. Because every time you watch a commercial, you go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wrapped in that?
I'm a sucker for the commercials.
I know.
Although, I see a big Mac on TV, that's it. I'm like, oh, great. Here, I'll be there.
Yep.
Although I did see a Taco Bell commercial the other day that they're pimping nachos are a meal now.
I know.
And I went, I've always done that.
Yeah. that's always been a meal.
Yeah.
And they're making that box look bigger than I think it probably is.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they got really small hand dudes up there ordering those.
Give me three of those.
Right.
QRS Magazine claims that from speaker to sack.
That's an album title or something.
Which I assume is post-order.
Yeah, it's in the sack.
Just sacking it up, not yet handing it to you.
No, I think sack would be...
Getting the sack.
You having the sack.
Yeah, or feed it right to you.
So after you order.
Bird Todd does at Taco Bell.
You leave the speaker.
I'm getting the sack.
And then you get the sack. Customers spend an average of 255 seconds waiting to get their orders.
How long is that? That's 3-4 minutes.
Four minutes and 15 seconds?
That sucks.
That's an average. A study of more than 1,500 visits to 10 fast food chains showed that Dunkin' had the shortest wait time at an average of 216. The longest average wait was Chick-fil-A.
It's just a chicken sandwich.
It's just a chicken sandwich!
It's God's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You go there on Sunday, you're waiting a hell of a lot longer.
Yeah,
maybe that's why they're the longest.
Yeah, you have to wait to drive through till Monday.
Yeah, you got to wait till Monday.
that adds to the wait.
I had a 24-hour wait in the drive-thru.
That one skews the results
for concert tickets.
I blame it all on Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, good point. That raises the meme.
And Mike Schoenhorst of Huxley, Iowa, helping out Carson King. You may remember that gentleman who raised millions of dollars for the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital.
Oh, that dude.
Thanks for his need for more Bush Light.
Yes, he did. And then some dumbass from Des Moines Register found some old tweets.
From when he was 16.
And then the guy that found the tweets, they found tweets from him, and he was an idiot, and they fired his ass.
So when those tweets got found,
which ones
from the kid that when he was 17,
right.
Bush Light said, you know, we were going to give you a year's supply of beer.
Right.
We were going to match your donation to the hospital. We're still going to match your donation to the hospital. We will still do that.
That would look bad.
But we are not going to give you beer because you were a racist or you said racist things when you were 16.
He should have kept some of the money that he got then, and that he was going to get to the hospital for the beer.
He doesn't need it.
No, I know that, but the bottom line is he said just for beer.
Some dude bought him the beer.
Oh, good.
Mike Schoenhorst.
Oh, that's him.
Of Huxley. Personally bought 30 cases of Busch Light and delivered it to Carson King.
52 weeks, though.
Yeah, but they were just going to give him 24.
Okay.
Otherwise, he'd have to tweet out that Anheuser-Busch are Indian givers.
Yep.
Yeah, Bush would.
Yeah, don't tweet that out, Tom.
No, don't.
That's going to come back to haunt you. Do not tweet that out. That's going to haunt you.
Bush was just going to give him 24 cases. This guy that runs, he's got his own business. He's a manager.
He owns beer places?
No, he doesn't own a beer place. Right. But he's got his own business, I think an insurance place or whatnot. He runs an insurance agency there in Huxley, Iowa. Says that, it seemed like a bummer that this guy did all this to help the...
Yeah, he turned it around, gave
hospital,
it all the children's
and
hospital.
He's not going to get any beer out of the deal.
Right.
So the guy says, look, Bush Light said they were going to give you 24 cases. I'll give you 30 cases.
And also, he got his 16-year-old ass drug through the mud. What is he, 25 now?
At least. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I would have said,
if he was still a racist, I wouldn't give him the beer.
Can you skip that crappy Bush Light and just give me some of that copper lager stuff?
That would have been the funny thing.
I'll take 24 cases of that.
Hey, Bush Light, can you grab me some Coors Light?
Instead of your crummy.
Mr. King says he promises to drink responsibly.
Coors kind of dropped the ball there. They should have stepped in.
Yeah.
Listen, we're gonna give the guy the beer he just promised.
Right.
Yeah, 24 cases of beer is not a year's supply.
No,
the fundraiser raised over $3 million for the Children's Hospital in Iowa
City.
That's
a lot of money.
All right. Yeah, he's handing that over to them this weekend.
Just for the white kids, though.
Just for the sick white kids.
Yeah.
That's Nick Allen. That's Nick Allen's. Dig back through his tweets.
Running through a cow field near you this weekend.
Oh,
yes.
Right, yeah.
Passed out.
Pasture. I guess they're pastures.
Juggle Jack Hanna joins us tomorrow. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.